Hello, ladies and gents, and welcome back.
Hey, hookers. Oh. It's episode 2.
So we got some feedback on episode 1.
We did.
And I think for the most part, people enjoyed it.
I think they were rave reviews. We had thousands upon thousands of fans.
We got a deal with Barstool.
We did, yes. We have a bunch of contracts in the works. So grateful for this opportunity.
I really am grateful for this opportunity as well.
Use code GIRLBOSS20 to get 20% off.
From where?
Everywhere.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Awesome. Nice. Okay. So now we're just going to get into the meat of this podcast. So first we're going to talk about
your mom.
No, actually, like literally my mom.
Oh, your mom visited.
Yeah, my mom visited.
That's a great transition.
That's a great transition.
We just high-fived if you
want to. Yeah, don't. I don't want you to infer and that was anything.
Yeah, so your mom came and visited.
My mom came to visit Queen Seal.
Shout out Seal. I love you.
Seal took me, Sophie, my roommate Sophia and Cassidy, and our friend Lizzie out to dinner. And it was quite a time.
Quite a time.
It was
what a time to be alive. Big
pivotal moment in my relationship with Sophie. And so true. She met my mom. And
we met the parents.
It was not hometowns yet.
It wasn't not hometowns. That'll be probably
over the summer.
Over the summer.
But yeah, it was a pivotal moment in our relationship, and I got to show my mom all my favorite places here. I got to sit by the pool and like actually feel like I was on vacation.
I love that for you.
I toured the University of Hawaii because I don't go to the University of Hawaii, even though I live here. We did everything.
Everything. And I also had a friend come to visit. Shout out Alyssa. I've known her my whole life. She's from home. I took her to all my favorite spots. We went on a hike to a waterfall, did all the things. It was amazing. Had a blast.
So that's another reason why this episode has been delayed.
Delayed, yes. We've had visitors.
Because we've had people to see, things to do.
We've had company.
We've had Alexa. Oh, I'm not going to say Alexa, but
she's broken anyways. Okay,
Alexa, play Company by Justin Bieber.
Fuck you.
Sorry, I'm having trouble connecting to the internet. It looks like a router issue, so try restarting it. Unplug the router, wait 10 seconds, then plug it back in.
You know,
so that was our first guest on the podcast on Shout Out. We love her. Thank you for coming on. Sponsored by Amazon.
She talked for a lot more than I would have liked, but because it made the joke, I'm okay with it.
This sentence is a little wordy.
But yeah, that's why we, this episode has been a little bit delayed.
A wee bit delayed.
A tad bit late, as one would say. Because we were, you know, busy girl bossing it up.
We're just two little lads out here trying to host our friends.
You mean lassies?
Get out. Now we have something really serious we need to discuss with you guys. It might be controversial, but
don't mean to get political.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming to my TED Talk. It is officially spooky season.
It is.
And I'm very excited.
I'm excited as well.
It's my favorite time of the year.
Is it?
Halloween is my favorite holiday.
Is it now? Mm-hmm. Can't relate, but
awesome. I love it. I love dressing up. I love the decorations. I love the vibes. I love the weather. Even though it's kind of different here.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's a great point. I was one of those bitches that was a candy corn witch.
I know, you know exactly what you're talking about.
I was at a very small school, so we were kind of limited on. There was like probably like 20 to 30 kids in my class, depending on the year. There was a good 4 or 5 candy corn witches.
You do love to see it.
It was a little cult in a Catholic school class.
Ugh.
Why does that sound like a name of a movie?
Candy corn witches?
No, cult in a Catholic school class.
Okay, now it's kind of exciting. It's our first serious segment, if you will.
Yes, wait, can I pull up something?
Mm-hmm. Oh no, I'm scared. Body pause. No!
I want to hear that. Sorry, we needed a minute to catch our breath.
We needed a minute to regroup, but we're back. We're going to talk about body positivity. Woo! We asked a lot of you guys what you want us to talk about. A lot of people talked about this and self-love and beauty standards and all that good stuff. So we're just going to dive right in.
Before we do, make sure you follow us on Instagram so you can have an input on what we say.
Exactly. If you let us know.
We'll give you what you want.
We will. We give the people what we want, what they want.
Are you good?
Yeah.
Nice.
Cool.
Okay, let's get into the meat and potatoes of...
the main course. Tonight's entree
is... body positive.
Be our guest.
Thank you. So where to begin? There's
so many things we could talk about.
You know, we can... it's like, how far do we want to open this door? Because we could open it all the way and like really get into it and end up crying.
We could open it like a little crevice, like when your parents are saying goodnight to you, like a little oop, open it.
Yeah.
Or we could just open up the floodgates.
I don't think we should open the floodgates just because
I don't think we have enough time.
Yes.
But we can do a little bit of it.
But this also isn't therapy.
Very true. That's a great point, Diane.
So the first tidbit we have down. Is acne.
Yes.
Now, every teen struggles with acne.
Everyone struggles with acne.
And we're going to talk about our experiences with acne.
Everybody has it. You don't have to be ashamed about posting about it or going out with it. And I think the stigma around it needs to end because it's stupid. Everybody goes through it.
Exactly.
I've been through it. I've tried so many different medications and products and skincare things for my acne, and I finally found what works, but it was a journey for sure.
Yeah. I was on Accutane for a good 7 to 8 months.
I know a lot of people that did that.
And it was a lot. And
it's on your body.
I was only a sophomore in high school when I did it, so it was a lot. But it's definitely a personality trait at this point. Mm. Not to, you know, I can't hold back.
Not to toot your own horn.
I can't, sometimes I just can't control when I'm funny or not, so I apologize for that.
It's okay, this is a safe space.
Okay, awesome. But yeah. Acne is completely normal.
And I think posting about it, posting with any of your flaws, is okay. Like, everyone has different body types. You know, it's all genetics. It's all what you were born with. You get one body, so you need to take care of it. And everybody looks different. There's billions of people on this planet. Like, not everyone's body is going to be the same. Not everyone's skin is going to be the same. And that's okay.
Period. Just your friendly little reminder.
Your PSA.
Love yourself.
Love yourself.
Next, we're going to talk about comparison. We're actually re-recording this. Yeah. So, I'm going to say what I said last time. Living here has definitely pushed me out of my comfort zone when it comes to my body and just how I feel about it. Just because half the time I'm in my bathing suit at the beach and half the time I'm at home doing schoolwork and stuff. So, being in my bathing suit all the time kind of forced me to, like, you're gonna like this, and if you don't, like, that sucks.
Then just seeing everybody at the beach and on the street and in restaurants, they're wearing swimsuits too. Everybody's, like, not super covered up, so you see all types of bodies and all types of people. And so it's kind of comforting. You get really used to being in your own skin.
Yeah.
I've definitely been more confident with myself just from wearing swimsuits every day, like you said.
It's definitely a culture shock for sure.
Definitely.
Like, I remember the first time I walked around in my bathing suit in downtown Waikiki, and it was the weirdest thing, because, like, you see a bunch of buildings, and then you're just literally butt naked. I'm like, what is going on?
Yep. Very true.
No, I don't know. I just think being in my bathing suit all the time, it has its negatives, but it's mainly out of its positives, and I hope that when I do leave this island, I hope that I can carry on that confidence with me for the rest of my life.
Yeah, it's nice to have it at a time where we're developing and figuring out who we are.
And this is the best we're gonna look.
That's so true.
Like, that's how I've been trying to think. Like, this is the best we're gonna look.
This is the best we're ever gonna look.
So, It only goes down afterwards. Not true. To get really sad,
once
but...
Once we start aging. Yeah. Crippling old women.
Exactly. No, I'm going to be a MILF. Next thing we're going
to
talk about.
I think we also need to address how social media is fake. It is a highlight reel. It is people's favorite, most edited, most picked through moments and pictures with filters and all these things to make it look better than it is. And everybody has problems in their own life, and nobody's life is like their social media.
And I said this before, but like one of the first parties I went to when we got here, I saw this girl who I had seen on Instagram before, and I saw her in person, and she looked very different than how she did on social media. Like, she's still a very pretty girl, but like the way she portrayed herself and the way she actually looked did not match up at all. So it's just a reminder that, like, just because you see someone who you think is perfect, like, chances are they don't look like that all the time.
Yeah, pictures are fake. I mean, I know even when I'm, like, just posing for pictures and not planning on doing it, like, your body looks different ways the way you pose and camera angles. So it's totally possible for people to, and even people edit their pictures and edit their body, so not everybody.
Yeah.
Is honest on social media.
And kind of that what ties into that is just like eating disorders. I think social media has caused a lot of girls to get eating disorders and just like just body dysmorphia.
Body image issues for sure. Body dysmorphia. Because you're constantly having these beauty standards of perfect looking people shoved in your face when really it's edited and not real.
Yeah. And I also think like seeing like what I eat in days are really toxic when some people are trying to help and like some people don't really care. But like I think Marissa saw one and the girls were commenting like, oh, like I barely eat that much, or like I eat three times as much as this. It's just like I just don't really see the point.
Yeah, because everybody's different, everybody's body is different. You have to do what's best for your body and what's healthiest for you. So
maintenance calories are different.
Yeah, looking at people's diets may not always be what yours is, and that's okay. That goes for everything. Everyone's different.
I agree.
I think we need to talk about a major phenomenon going on in pop culture.
As one would say, another elephant in the room.
Another elephant.
There's just so many fucking elephants in the room.
This is a zoo.
Yeah, it
is. Madagascar 3.
I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to...
That circus.
What in the remix is going on?
What in the wop? Anyways, Squid Games.
Wait. Wait, fuck. I missed my point. Go. Next topic we're going to talk about is... Squid Games.
Sorry, guys. We just think that's hilarious, and we're gonna do it for every single segment. Just kidding.
No. I'm winking.
Squid Games. I personally loved it. We'll be fully transparent. Julia and I watched it in a day because we pretty much skipped to the parts where they were in the game or playing the game or living there. Because the background of the characters, I feel like, was just boring and unnecessary.
Example A. The police officer that snuck onto the boat and snuck onto the island and saw his brother. Like, what was the point of that?
What was the reason?
Yeah, no. What was the fucking reason?
What was the reason? And what's the old man's deal?
Pop-Pop?
What's Pop-Pop's deal?
I don't remember his name, so I call him Pop-Pop.
What's up with Pop-Pop? Okay, spoilers. Go ahead a little bit. If
skip like 10 minutes. Watched it.
If you don't care, great. Keep listening.
I just want it to be known that I predicted that Pop-Pop was still alive.
I did not like the ending. I did not like how he was, like, running it. I just thought that was kind of stupid. Like, they could have come up with something better, I think.
Yeah, it's always the old man.
I honestly thought he was gonna die. And when when he died, like, even though they didn't show it, I was like, obviously he wasn't gonna win the game. I didn't expect him to be on the
other side. But what I was saying was that they showed every single person's death. Like, they showed them dying. Except for Pop-Pop. That's why...
ASMR.
That's why I wasn't convinced that he was dead, because they didn't fully show it. I'm like, this fucker's dead once I...
It was very sus that when they
turned
the corner.
This guy's dead once I see him die. Not to be morbid,
but... Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I gotta see it with my own eyes.
No, I'm a visual learner.
I'm a visual learner. I need to see. I
need to see him be shot to death.
No, that's so true.
But all I have to say is, Pop Pop, what the hell is your deal?
I did like the show, though. I thought it was very entertaining, very dystopian, very Hunger Games-esque, and I love shit like that.
I'm really curious to see if there's a season two and what they would do with that.
Well, I think there is going to be, because remember the ending? It was like a cliffhanger. And
I know, but sometimes...
his hair was red. Apparently that means a bunch of stuff. I don't know what it means, though. I didn't watch any of the TikToks.
No, because sometimes shows don't get renewed.
That's very true.
That's why I'm like...
I mean, it was like number one, though, so it might... But we'll see. I think it's Korean, so I don't know if it's up to Netflix.
So now we're going to talk about what is occurring...
An upcoming event, in our life, you could say.
November 12th.
A society gathering.
It was...
A high-class event.
It's going to be a cultural reset.
It really will be.
Damn it, Carol.
A cultural reset, and that reset being...
Taylor's version of Red.
Dropping on November 12th.
So we can listen to it...
On the 13th.
Because 13 is your favorite number.
And Julia, I believe you're having a Red release party.
Yes, I am. Me and Cassidy are having a Red release party. Everyone's going to be drinking out of Red Solo cups, wearing Red... Red Jello shots.
We're all going to cry when we listen to the music, specifically All Too Well.
10-minute explicit version.
I'm so excited for that.
So this is your sign to plan your Red release party.
Mark your calendars, get your planners out, get your notebooks. You're going to be busy on November 12th because you need to listen to it.
Can I digress for a second?
I digress.
May I digress for a minute?
You may.
I was just looking at your doc.
Oh, yeah, I have Just Dance on my laptop.
Why haven't we done that yet?
I don't know. We can do it on the TV, too, probably.
Okay, cool. Sorry, yeah. I just needed to...
What's happening down here?
I don't know.
Why do we have a piano? Okay.
It's D. D's nuts. Yeah.
Spooky season, bitches!
Yeah! So what shall we talk about for this segment of Spooky Season?
Should we tell them what our costumes are?
Yeah, because by the time this is up and out...
That's true. By the time this is out, it'll probably be Halloween.
It's going to be the 30th and the 31st.
So I'm going to be a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader, because I'm from Dallas, and they're cute.
Yes, yes.
And in another life, I would be one of them.
Yes.
Then I'm being, or we We're being, are being Barbie Princess and the Pauper.
The one that's like, I'm just like you.
You're just like me.
That one.
Yeah.
And then the costume that I'm doing by myself is I'm recreating the Cheer outfit from Olivia Rodrigo's Good For You music video. Mm. And I'm so excited. And I've had this costume since, like, September.
Iconic.
Sophie can testify.
Yes,
this has been sitting in my dresser for, like, for eons.
And we're going to take pictures in 7-Eleven.
Yes. It's because Olivia Rodrigo's Good For You music video, a part of it takes place in a convenience store.
This year, we're going to be going to Halloween events and parties on the beach, which is going to be so different.
During Halloween, Halloween weekend, but just in general, when you go out to parties, just because a girl boss is very aware of her surroundings.
Yes, you want to be safe, always.
But you want to have fun. Yes, so we're going to discuss how to have some confidence while you're wearing your costumes, and then some advice of how to be safe at parties. So, yes, let us just... get on into it.
So I think the thing that makes costumes your favorite is the ones that you feel most confident in.
Yeah.
And I think that's why Halloween is so fun, especially when you're older. You get to wear kind of whatever you want and you can be more confident in it. And if you're not, you need to rock it.
But I feel like you're going to choose a costume that you're like absolutely in love
with. Yes, exactly.
So that's like part of where the confidence comes from.
Yeah, I feel like that's like why I love Halloween and why I think a lot of people love it is because you can just be confident on it and have fun.
Yeah. And like, at least for me, like I'm going to be excited to like wear something like I normally would never wear. Like I didn't cheer in high school, but I'm wearing a cheer uniform. Yeah. Like I'm excited to kind of like... It's a form of escapism.
Exactly.
As my dad likes to tell me when I think about things, it's a form of escapism.
A gentleman and a scholar.
Shout out to Michael Welch. He would always call me out and be like, you're just trying to escape from reality. I'm like,
a gentleman and a scholar.
And what about it?
Not me dressing up as a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader because
you want to live
that
life.
I could never make the team.
Okay, so now we're going to talk about how to be safe at parties. Unfortunately, if you're a woman, this is something that you have to deal with.
Everywhere.
Exactly. Not even at a party. It's just you have to be very aware of your surroundings.
Yes.
Make sure that you're going home with people that you are safe with and that you trust.
We should do a segment or an episode on being safe in public in general and like our experiences with that.
Very beneficial. Because especially we'll do a poll on our Instagram and ask if you guys would want to see that. Because I think that would be very
beneficial. I think everybody has experiences, especially here.
But I think just keeping your wits about it, making sure that you have a ride there and a ride back, not taking a drink from someone that you don't know, don't take a drink from a random solo cup.
Don't set your drink down for, like, an hour and come back to it.
I would say I think that would be very beneficial if, that would actually be a really good idea. Keeping your wits, how girl bosses keep their wits about themselves.
Keep your wits about you.
That's what my dad says.
A gentleman and a scholar.
Because you are out and having fun
doesn't mean you can't be safe and confident. Period.
Are we about to kiss right
are
now?
Are we about to kiss right now? Guys, disclaimer, we're not dating.
I know
we're there just are many, deeply platonically in love.
I know there are many of you out there that are Wattpad authors and you're eating all of this sexual tension up right
now. The Hollywood fix is gonna get a Fletcher, is gonna love this.
Fletcher is the other day we were dating, there was like three helicopters that were really fucking loud, and I go to Sophie and I go, look, it's Fletcher, he found us.
My phone is blowing up, sorry guys.
It's Fletcher.
It's all these brand deals.
Oh my god, do you remember? So, this is a really random story, but Sophie was working on her fabric book one night in my room. And how...
I'm a fashion merchandising major, for those of you who don't know.
It's not like she just randomly just likes fabric.
Yeah. Well, so one of my classes, I had to make a fabric book with, like, 200 samples. It took me 6 hours. Continue.
How thick do you think this book is?
A good, like, 4 inches, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, it's full of oodles and oodles of pages. And we made a joke that it's all of our brand deals for the rest of the year in 2022.
Yeah. Okay, is that it? Are we wrapping things up?
I think we're wrapping it up and putting a bow on it.
It's a gift under the Christmas tree.
Of love.
With peace and love.
And abundance.
We must go.
We must depart.
But first, shocking news. Breaking news.
Wait.
Oh my god. So, hey guys.
We need a soundboard.
If you want to be, we need like the iCarly remote.
That's a great point, Diane.
If you want to be on our show, you can.
You can.
You totally
can. You put your mind to it.
You totally can do it.
We want serious inquiries only.
Yeah, serious inquiries only. You can find us on Instagram. At GirlBossUnfiltered.
Or if you are in our inner circle, pull us aside for a chat, love.
Can I pull you for a chat?
Oh, fucking
you're
God.
My type on paper.
I'm fucking dead.
If you guys don't know, that's from Love Island, one of our favorite shows, especially the Cody Ko series where he reviews and plays the iPhone game.
And I showed her it.
It's amazing.
Go listen to it.
We love Cody Ko and Noelle. We'll have them on one day.
Yes.
All right, guys, go ahead and follow us on all of our social media. We have a link tree in our Instagram bio that has everything. Our TikToks are really cute. You can go look at them.
I haven't made one in a while, but I'm sorry.
Maybe we'll blow up on there.
Yeah.
Charlie D'Amelio.
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 Yeah, that's how Dave Portnoy says D'Amelio.
One bite, everybody knows the rules.
Fuck you.
Shout out Dave. If you want to give us a contract, feel free.
I will gladly take a
contract. I will gladly accept.
But yeah, I think let us know if you'd want to see an episode about being a girl boss when going out and just like awareness and like women that we in our lives, like talking about their stories and
our experiences.
Yeah, and just like talk about like awareness, stories, and then like information that we do that like can give you like good tips on like how to be extra safe when you go out.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll have some funny Halloween stories for you guys for the next episode, and hopefully we'll try to interview someone also.
Yes, indeed.
Indubitably.
All right.
Well, thank you, kids. Thank you for coming to our TED Talk. We really appreciate it. We love our fans.
Again, follow us on socials, all the socials, and
I'm giving you the fire. So impressive.
Awesome.
Sorry, I just wanted to include that before you go.
So we're just going to leave you with that.
We're going to leave you with that. We're going to leave you to ponder on that. Yes. You can marinate in that for a little bit until the next episode comes out.
You know what they say in Bolt? Put a pin in it.
That movie made me cry.
Really?
Every time I saw it.
Okay. I love that movie.
Anyways.
Let's go. Well, we're going to put a pin in it and we'll see you for the third episode.
Godspeed, girl bosses.